Best 5 minutes of the day is what we call this. Our friend Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Friday morning. It is August 30th. Friday's now. Let's see. This is still summer. So is this an off day?
It's my last Friday off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy.
Yep. Rosie's going to be here today, so I have a chance to spend some time with her.
Uh huh.
That's good.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Peggy is off. She's in transit. I got a message from her from Brussels this morning. So it's a long journey.
Huh.
And she seems to not really suffer the jet lag in going there. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of going ahead. I mean, it certainly struggles, you know, sleeping. She doesn't get there until, like, I don't know, what is it? When she arrives, it'll be 7 o'clock there. So, like, I don't know, about 2 in the afternoon here. They're 5 hours ahead of us right now. So, anyhow.
See, that seems weird to me. It feels like they should be further ahead.
Uh-huh. But, right. So, it's the coming back part where the jet lag lasts longer. So, anyhow. Hey, as we, this show, I mean, in general, you know, we appreciate, we talk about, we'll share different positives we get from people. Not everybody reacts positively.
Sure.
And I don't necessarily, you know, we heard from somebody this week who didn't like something that was said that I brought up about Arlington National Cemetery a couple of days ago. And so I thank everybody for listening and, you know, for taking the time to express your opinion. I think, I mean, it made me think, though, like if the foundation of what we're about, I think, is your word Ludio. I mean, I think is, you know, the love up, down, in, out, and certainly tied into to the Lord Jesus Christ where, you know, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. He says, a new command I give you, John 13 and elsewhere. Love one another as I have loved you. This is how the world will know you're my disciples. That we both would embrace. We're loved by God. We love each other. And we're sending out messages of love and kindness, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the case.
Now, not everybody even loves that all the time, because as surprising as that might be, we did hear from a wonderful listener, I don't know, probably a week or two ago, and I told you about it privately, but we haven't dealt with it. So just to try to bring it up, I mean, they basically said, you know, I appreciate you guys saying love and kindness, but then the two exceptions to the rule, I guess, that the listener raised were, well, what about John the Baptist contact, you know, challenging Herod on his marriage, and what about Jesus challenging the Pharisees? So, I don't know. I'm usually the one who asks the questions, and you're the one who's the doctor of something. The doctor. So, what about it?
You know, so I think the thing is that sometimes the most loving thing to do is to call out unloving attitudes. You know, and I think that we can do that with grace and with kindness. You know, I think being loving doesn't necessarily mean being bowled over. But, you know, I think sometimes as Christians, you know, I think as they were dealing with the religious leaders in Jesus's day, they were acting in ways that were very ungodly. And, you know, so I think that Jesus calling them out was to say, you know what, I've called you to a way of love, and this doesn't look like that at all. And, you know, so I think sometimes when you know, I've gotten that criticism personally as well, to say, you know, you talk about love all the time, but then you're critical of this and this. And, well, I'm critical of unloving attitudes, you know, and it feels like a fine line to walk, but, you know, we can remain loving and kind. You know, you had mentioned Kathy's feedback to me, and that even in disagreement, I've been able to hopefully maintain kindness, and I don't always do that perfectly, but boy, I think if we can look at ways in which the world around us, where the church around us is acting unloving, we want to be able to say, hey, there's a better way.
Yeah, and I think it starts with, we both have, you know, many times gone back to the G.K. Chesterton quote, what's the biggest problem in the world? I am.
Yeah.
The Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that line of evil runs through every human heart. It starts with us. Jesus Christ has says, take the log out of your eye before you take the speck out of your other. So it always, always, always does start with us. And we would say that message to others, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What makes us more loving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyhow, champion that, embody that, live that for sure. And, you know, my one question before six is, are you ready to let God love you and love through you? I've kind of tacked on that additional part there.
I like the additional.
Yeah.
Addition, the piece.
All right. Yeah, it's not just about taking it in, but letting it flow through. You know,
right.
The Sea of Galilee, not the Dead Sea. All right. Tell you what. Yesterday you did Acts 7, 51 to 53, but we never did that second paragraph from Letters to the Beloved. Let's just go with that today.
Yeah.
And here's what you wrote. It said, "Beloved, every generation believes they are the ones who have correctly understood me, yet fallen humanity continually gets it wrong. The old Christmas hymn, 'O Holy Night,' says," I think that's your favorite, "'His love, his law is love and his gospel is peace.' But look around. Do peace and love characterize my church and the world? No, the church takes on the characteristics of the world where the law is dominion and news, I cannot call it good news, is conflict. Beloved, that is not my spirit at work." That's a tough place to leave, but what do you say there?
Man, you know, I mean, it gets that idea of how do we become loving and peaceful people, you know, and the world sure does not feel that way right now. And we have to ask, do we understand the call to love rightly? You know, and I know there's things I get wrong, there's things you get wrong. If we assume we have all the correct answers, it's going to make us more likely to bowl people over as opposed to seeking love and peace.
Very good. I hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow. Our promise of the day is a good one, and we're even going to share the devotion here this morning on WWIB. And in, the verse is John 14:2. "There is a special room in my house prepared just for you." And here's what Barry Adams shares. He says, this is part of Jesus' last address to his disciples before he goes to the cross. Interestingly, Jesus assumes that the disciples already know they have a place in his Father's house because he says, "If it were not so, I would have told you." In the verse prior to this one, Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." And Barry says, trust is the foundation of believing the promise that we have a place in our Father's house. Jesus' heart's cry is, trust in my Father and me too. It is amazing to think that each one of us who has called in the name of the Lord has a place already prepared in heaven. No matter how unstable this world system gets, we already have a home prepared for us. Jesus promises to one day receive us back unto himself so that we can be with him where he lives for all eternity. Where is this special room located in heaven? The King James Version of John 1:18 says that Jesus declared the Father right from his bosom. If we are to be where Jesus lives, each one of the rooms in our Father's house is located in the center of his heart. What a glorious promise. We'll live forever with Jesus in the very bosom of the Father. May this promise bring comfort and hope to our hearts today, no matter what trials we face. That's Barry Adams from 365promises.com if you want to share that. Well, you know, it is Friday, but September's coming, Caleb.
It is indeed.
Yeah, it's right around the corner on Sunday. So last couple days of August catch and match, as Caleb was saying. And those great random drawings, those four random drawings we're doing for those prizes for Chick-fil-A and Micon movie tickets. But looking ahead to September, it is going to be Baby Safety Month.
It is going to be Backpack Safety Month in September as well.
I'll tell you what, the media takes it on the chin these days, but it's September's Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month.
It is also Children's Good Manners Month.
September is Fall Hat Month.
As opposed to Summer Hat Month, I guess.
Yeah.
It's also Hug a Texas Chef Month in September. So apparently Texas chefs need more hugs.
We had Chef Tom. We heard from him from Hope Gospel on the radio this morning talking about the upcoming Man Alive at Osceola. September is International People Skills Month.
It's also Library Card Sign Up Month. Everybody should have a library card. Make sure you sign up for one.
I think we both want our show to be the biggest pro-reading, pro-library show in the whole country. September is National Biscuit Month. It's a little biscuits and gravy, huh?
And National Chicken Month. Man, I think Chick-fil-A does like chicken on biscuits, right?
Caleb, I'm going to give you the next one here.
It's National Coupon or Coupon Month as well. And you know how much I love coupons. Yes.
I felt that's why you needed to do it. It's National Honey Month. I think I had a peanut butter and honey sandwich just yesterday.
It's National Mushroom Month in September as well.
National Piano Month.
There you go. National Potato Month in September.
We'll stick with it. It's Rice Month.
It's National School Success Month.
Yes. I hope all the kids are very successful. And Sewing Month.
It is National Velociraptor Awareness Month in September.
I'm glad you got that one. It was tough.
Jurassic Park people probably had some hand in that, right?
I was trying to practice the pronunciations in case it failed to me. It's Southern Gospel Music Month. We just played the Southern Gospel song from Ann Wilson this morning.
It's also Update Your Resume Month in September.
And don't forget, September is Happy Cat Month.
What about that grumpy cat that everybody loves, though?
I think it's the one month of the year the cats are happy.
There you go. Things to look forward to in September. Also look forward to the school year starting. And keep it right here on WWIB, your back-to-school station, your station for every day. Here's Seventh Day Slumber, I Am Not the Same. WWIB, we are family. It's the We Wake Up Show with Caleb and Howell. Happy Friday, happy Labor Day weekend. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, Friday before Labor Day weekend, but it's our Friday tradition to get you all caught up on things you might have missed in news and sports and politics and pop culture. We always do it in condensed form. We call it headlines, and here you go.
A study found that not only do citronella candles not repel mosquitoes, but they tend to attract them.
In other words, if you're sitting outside with a citronella candle, mosquitoes simply consider you a candlelight dinner.
No!
According to a study, daydreaming while driving is even more dangerous than texting while driving.
Especially if you're daydreaming about texting.
Yeah, don't do that.
Research finds that losing weight improves brain function.
For example, you no longer have to exhaust yourself trying to remember all the places you keep your secret stashes of Snickers.
That's good.
A survey finds 85% of Americans agree that the media is fundamental to democracy.
The other 15% think TikTok is.
Uh-oh.
Florida captured its first ever Little League World Series title.
Yeah, the kids get a trophy and their bedtimes get moved from 9 to 9:30.
Wow.
A truck overturned recently on a United Kingdom highway, spilling thousands of pounds of butter.
There was a strong traffic advisory and cholesterol warning.
Yikes.
And finally, a South Carolina woman was reunited with her pet cat after its 11-year absence.
11 years, the cat wasn't lost. It just wasn't in the mood for company.
Mm.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The question, as we get ready to listen to the best of the week, Caleb, is since Tuesday trivia took... It spanned 3 days and 9 segments, so the question is there anything else in the best of the week? Let's find out. The feel-old birthday maybe of the year, Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone. You know how old he is today?
Oh, man. 43.
44.
Oh,
man. You're very close, but man.
Yeah.
There you go. Feel old today.
I got to do the thing about it. It's like, wow, really?
I know.
Goodness gracious.
And meanwhile, it was a big day in Chippewa Falls yesterday. As groundbreaking for Hope Village, breaking ground on their much-anticipated affordable housing development, the primary focus of their $2.7 million capital campaign. Yesterday's groundbreaking brought in Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
This is amazing what you guys have accomplished here. And we should be looking to you for your leadership in all areas of Wisconsin.
Founder and Executive Director Mike Cahoon says a number of other Wisconsin communities are asking for help to do the same thing.
We're currently working with 9 different communities.
We've got those who are just kind of part of the team, the early morning team. And Keith and Owen is one of those. He said, Mark, while I can't see the social media, listening to you and Jason just tells me that Jesus is here with us through people like the two of you. So that's pretty cool.
Beautiful. That's amazing. Thank you.
Tuesday trivia on the Web Wake Up Show. Your chance to win on this rainy 68 degree August 27th.
The question is this. Each week, over 5,000 people are injured by this. And the clue would be women tend to get injured by this more than men. I think that would be a fair thing to say.
Now that you've given that clue, I'm going to change my guess to putting on makeup.
But again, that fits probably more women than men. I mean,
curling their hair.
Curling their hair. And again, Brian, paying attention to the question that women would tend to be injured by this more than guys. Is it curling their hair, Havo?
That's not it, Brian. But again, you got to watch out for that curling iron, even if you weren't using it. You know, you go in the bathroom, be careful. The thing is, the actual answer, I mean, it's something that we're going to recognize. But then also, we don't typically associate injury with it.
Thank you for the participation. And we will try to help you win some Mikon movie tickets coming up a little bit later this hour.
It's not just because we're so smart.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Necklace is thought to be part of what?
We want to send in the movies, Joe, here. So a necklace is part of a broader category of things called what?
Jewelry.
Jewelry? You got it, Joe. You're going to the movies. Friday was adoption day. And so my younger sister, Rachel, adopted Luciana, Lulu, or Lou, or, you know, if there's lots of nicknames that are being come up with for her. But again, she's been part of our family for such a long time now. And so to see her officially become a Swenson, there's just, it never gets old to me to see, again, an adoption and that amazing picture of what Christ does for us.
Yeah.
The engrafted branches, right? Adopting us and welcoming us into the family. And so great to see that up in the courtroom, but also the party afterward. It was just, I mean, there was ice cream and treats and kids chucking water balloons and playing at the park. I mean, it was a party. And to me, it's like, that's what adoption is.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome into the family, and let's celebrate. There it is, the best of the week, and we're continuing to celebrate. Got to hang out with Baby Lulu last night for a bit. Couldn't think of any better song than this. Micah Tyler, Welcome to the Family.